The week in Panama got off to a messy start when some Cuban dissidents and exiles and a group of pro-government Cubans traded fisticuffs in front of the Cuban embassy on Wednesday. But despite that scuffle, President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro spoke by telephone before arriving in Panama. And the White House said the two are expected to sit down on Saturday for a historic face-to-face chat as part of their effort to normalize U.S.-Cuba relations. The many Cubans attending the summit have very different views about that process. Reynaldo Escobar is an independent journalist and editor for blogger Joanny Sanchez's online newspaper 14 y Medio.
Significa una esperanza por encima de todo. Significa una esperanza.
This means hope that the rules of the game might change in Cuba, Escobar said. Maybe now being a dissident won't automatically mean being a traitor. Sergio Gomez, meanwhile, is the international news editor for Cuba's official communist newspaper, Granma. His take? Normalizing relations means Cuba's decades of standing up to the U.S. paid off.
You have been bullying us for the half century, and that's not a normal situation.
This weekend, Obama may also announce he's removing Cuba from the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism. I'm Tim Padgett in Panama.